There we go. Welcome to the Pantagenic Delta High School. I'm Mark Canner. And it's time for Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Girls had an off night last night, but still managed to beat the Salt by 22, 43-21. Erica Kuda led the way with 13 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, 8 steals, and 2 blocks. Girls will have to play a more consistent brand of basketball today, though, if they are going to come away with a victory over the visiting Central Warriors. The Warriors entered today's contest 16-2 overall after falling to Fruta 45-37 last night. The Warriors are led in scoring by a pair of sophomores, Christina Manzanares, who averages 12 points per game, and Brent Wagner, who averages 10. Senior Sasha Rascone leads the team in rebounds with 7. Now we'll take a look at the lineups sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New and pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So take a quick pause now for the national anthem. Now we'll get to those lineups for you, folks. We'll start with Delta. Non-starters for you, 00 Anaya Kovic. Number 4, Bailey Wilson. Number 5, Kayla Geyer. Number 11, Kylie Huff. Number 12, Taylor Summers. Number 13, Breezy Huff. And number 24, Braden Allberg. Starters for Delta, number 1, Erica Kuda. Number 2, Aubrey Frazier. Number 3, Kaylin Porter. Number 10, Ellie Ames. And number 14, Tatum Miller. For the Central Warriors, your non-starters, there's only 4 of them. Number 3, Lauren Spencer. Number 10, Elena Stilson. Number 22, Amika Flores. And number 32, Leanna Bryant. Starters. Oh, Jasmine Hernandez, number 1, is also a non-starter for the girls. Central girls, the starters now. Number 0, Alex Wagner. Number 2, Bailey Ritterbush. Number 5, Bryn Wagner. Number 11, Christina Manzanares. And number 23, Sasha Rascone. The Wagner girls are the daughters of Colorado Mesa's head coach, head girls basketball coach. So a little basketball runs in their family's blood.
Number 3, Kaylin Porter.
So they're finishing up the
number 2, Aubrey Frazier.
Starting lineups here in the Panther Den, and then we'll get after it here. Tip-off brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time's a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So, Another Saturday afternoon of basketball here in Delta. It's going to be the last Saturday game here for a little while. We've got three games next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then wrap up the season the week after that with a road tilt in Hotchkiss against North Fork to end the regular season. Ellie Ames and Sasha Rascone to tip for their prospective squads. Delta's going to control the tip. Porter to Kuda. Kuda in the paint. Turnaround jumper. No good. Fight for the rebound and still loose. Delta, nope. Central going to come up with the rebound. Quickly the other direction. Delta moving right to left. Central west to right. Bryn Wagner and in trace with three ball. No good. Fight for the rebound. Kuda going to block the putback from Central. Now Delta, Tatum Miller, 10-footer, no good, rebound Central. Central with the basketball, fast and furious to start this game. Miller with the steal, one-on-one, stops, puts up the short jumper, it's good, and Miller's got Delta on the board 2-0 here early in this contest. Working it inside to Alex Wagner. Now they kick it back out to Manzanares. Manzanares at the top of the key now. Manzanares over to Wagner. Wagner. Ritterbush. Little runner in the lane will go. And the score's tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta trying to work it inside the Kuda, going to have it stolen. Manzanares now stops, pops, and in creation of three ball, no good. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Central. Delta with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Goes to Porter. And Porter's going to throw this one away and missed by Central Warriors' Bryn Wagner, but Ames going to come up with the rebound, and then Ellie steps on the baseline and out of bounds. So turnover back to Central. And it's going to be Bryn Wagner to Ritterbush. Ritterbush stops, pops, drain in creation. Three ball's good, and it's a three-point advantage for the Warriors. Porter going to bring it up for Delta. Frazier back to Porter. Porter now over to Ames around the right side. It's going to be Miller inside to Kuda. And Kuda gets the bucket. That's Erica's first two of the game. Central on the perimeter. Manzanares trying to work it in. Dribbles back out now to Bryn Wagner. They try to go inside. This one's going to be knocked away by Porter, but Bryn Wagner's going to get it back. Wagner now trying to work inside, now dishes it back out to Manzanares. Manzanares, long pass across the court to Ritterbush. They try to work it inside to Alex Wagner, and Miller's going to come up with a steal. Miller's going to have that ball ripped from her grasp by Ritterbush. Now into the hands of Alex Wagner, now Manzanares. Manzanares brings it back out. Manzanares looks to the bench to get the play from Coach Mary Joan. Shot, no good. Put back, no good. And now Kuda comes up with the rebound. Ames looking to dribble drive, kicks it over to Kuda. Kuda in the lane, shot, no good. She'll hit the deck, go to line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. Kuda makes them both. Is able to rattle that second one home, and she has 4 on the afternoon. Delta leads 6-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Manzanares. Long pass to Lauren Spencer, who's in the game now. Now Manzanares on the right elbow. Now they work it inside to Bryant. Anna Bryant now back out to Spencer. Shot no good, out of bounds. Delta ball. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Lob goes to Porter. Porter is going to double team. Gets it back to Ames. Now across the time stripe. Now over to Kuda. Kuda one-on-one in the lane. Kicks it out to Porter. Up to Ames. Ames going to dribble now. Gets inside. Kicks it over to Kuda. Lane violation, Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Alex Wagner checks back in. .412 left in the first. Delta lead 6-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Spencer with the basketball. Over to Spencer. Now Alex Wagner, now Manzanares in the left corner. She'll be called for the travel. Turnover back to Delta. Long inbound to Miller. Miller in traffic. Picks up her dribble. Going to have it stolen by Manzanares. Manzanares misses the lay-in, and Kuda comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Porter. Porter in the paint to Kuda. She gets it over to Frazier. Frazier misses. No foul called on the contact. And the Delta fans are hot. Alex Wagner gets it out to Bryn Wagner, and she'll be fouled as she takes the shot. She'll go to the line for two. Nope, they're going to say it was on the floor. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, Anika Flores in for the Warriors. 3.5 left in the first. Manzanares lob inbound to Spencer. They get it over to Flores. Flores long pass to Manzanares in the right corner. She'll bring it back to the left, guarded by Miller. Manzanares now looks to drive. Now a little bounce pass over to Flores. Now they get it back out to Spencer at the top. Spencer to Manzanares. Manzanares back to the top. And Flores, now they're going to try to work it in the paint. Frazier comes up with the steal. He gets it over to Ames. Ames tries to get through traffic, gets around. And they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. No foul called on the contact, and Kyle Crowder's hot on the sideline. Delta still maintains a one-point advantage, 6-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Crowder now making his case to the official that's there by their bench. Manzanares to Ritterbush. They were trying to work it inside to Bryant. They get it back out to Ritterbush. Now Flores. Now lob pass to Flores. And now a cutting Manzanares gets the bucket, puts the Warriors back ahead by 1-7-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta works it inside to Kuda. Runner in the lane. She'll get the roll. Delta back up by 1-8-7. Little north of two left in the first quarter. Ritterbush over to Alex Wagner on the right side, and it looks like Kylie Huff going to be called for her first. They got her for the block, and the Warriors will maintain possession. Here comes the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. It's going to go to Flores at the top. Flores over to Manzanares on the left elbow. Manzanares now. Long skip pass back to Flores. They work it inside. Now underneath to Bryant. She has it taken away. And then Ritterbush misses the shot. Rebound goes to Porter. And now they try to work it into Kuda. Kuda, turnaround jumper from about 5 feet is no good off the back iron. The rebound goes to Central. 90 seconds left in the quarter. Celtics crowd calling for the defense. Looking for it here underneath Central's basket. They get it over to Flores inside the arc on the right side, and she'll give her team the lead back. Central with the one-point advantage, 9-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter almost has the ball stolen, gets it back, and Manzanares makes contact and will be called for the foul. Got some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Braden Alberg and Miller back in for the Panthers. Looks like we've got Bryn Wagner back in for the Warriors. Kuda, top of the key to Huff. Huff will dribble to her left, tries to get in the lane. No, backs it back out. Goes to Alberg on the right side. Alberg baseline. And they'll say lane violation on Delta. Central quickly up the court now. That's going to be Flores to Bryn Wagner. Wagner at the top. Back to Flores. This one's going to be taken away by Taylor Summers. Lob pass to Hoff goes out of bounds. Summers lost control of that ball as it came out of her hands and it sailed on her. A little more than 30 seconds left in the quarter. Flores over to Rathbone on the right corner to Flores. Flores to Ritterbush. Ritterbush no good. And a rebound by Central. Alberg's going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first on Braden. It's the third team foul for the Panthers. Warriors have a couple. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound, no. And they're going to call a foul on Rathbone. That'll be Sasha's second. Kuda's going to bring it up for the... Nope. We're going to get a couple of subs here. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Frazier comes in for the Panthers. Alex Wagner back in for the Warriors. Miller going to run point as she brings across the time strike. Here she comes. Stops, pops, 10-footer, good. Tatum's got four and gives Delta the lead back. 5 seconds. Alex Wagner, jumper's good. Less than a second, Delta will eat this one. So at the end of one, Central with a one-point advantage, 11-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience growing Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Spoke with Delta head coach Kyle Crowder briefly before this game and play tough, make baskets, pretty much what they're going to need to do to win today. They're down by one to start the second quarter of play. 11-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It's going to be Miller, Kylie Huff, Alberg, Summers, and Frazier on the floor for Delta to start the second quarter of action. Central with the basketball. It's going to be around the perimeter to the hands of Manzanares. Manzanares to Ritterbush. Over to Alex Wagner on the left side. Wagner looks to drive the lane, loses the handle, and Alberg comes up with it up ahead to Summers. Long pass to Miller. Miller gets it to go off the glass. Back on the other end, Manzanares from the top of the key. Runner no good. Rebound Summers. Huff with the basketball, kicks it out to Miller. Miller, top of the key, Now Frazier. Frazier to Allberg. Braden. Lob inside to Summers. Summers kicks it back out to Miller. Miller eyeballed the three and said kicks it back out to Summers, who will travel. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Expect we'll have the starters back on the court for Delta. 7 minutes left in the half. Bryn Wagner will bring it up over to Manzanares. Manzanares now dribbles. Little bounce pass to Alex Wagner. Back to Manzanares and a steal for Porter. Porter to Ames. Back to Porter on the right side. Porter inside to Cuda. Cuda, turnaround jumper from 10. No good. Rebound Frazier in a fight for the loose ball. Pocket time. Jump ball called. Delta with possession. Dowdy's stealing machine inbound to Frazier underneath the basket. It's good. That's Aubrey's first two. And Delta's got a 3-point advantage. Manzanares trying to make it closer and increase the three ball drained. And Delta's, and it's a tie score, excuse me. Porter with the basketball. Manzanares, I think, going to be called for a foul there. Get her for the push. That'll be her second. Score tied at 14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And I have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Jasmine Hernandez checks into the game for the Warriors. Ames, supporter on the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Back to Ames. Goes baseline. Gets it out to Miller. And Grayson's three ball. And Delta back to a three-point advantage. Turnaround jumper at the free throw line by Alex Wagner's no good. And Miller comes up with the rebound. Miller in traffic over to Ames. Ames on the right side tries to get it underneath to a cutting Porter. Loose ball. Central comes up with it. Now they're underneath their own basket. They'll get it out. Ritterbush now to bring it across the time stripe. Ritterbush to Manzanares. Back to Ritterbush. Miller misses the steal. They get it to Bryn Wagner. A&M Creations three ball. Bounces around. No good. And Cuda comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Porter. She'll lose it. Stolen by Central. And back the other way we go. A little north of five left here in the half. Delta with a three-point advantage. And Central's going to throw the ball away. That one got away from Bryn Wagner. Delta with a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Kylie Huff, Taylor Summers back into the game. Porter to Ames. Ames will dribble around the defender. They work it inside to Summers. Can't get it to go off the glass. Fight for the rebound. And a Taco Time jump ball going to be called. Porter there for Delta. Trying to rip it away from Spencer. Bryant back into the game for the Warriors. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 4:50 left in the half. Delta leads 17-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gets the ball over to Hernandez. Hernandez inside. Now it's back out to Bryn Wagner. And in creations, three balls no good. And Cuda will have her fourth board of the night. Delta quickly up ahead to Huff. Gets the roll. And that's Kylie's first 2 points of the contest. We're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Warriors as Delta's taking a 5-point lead here with 4:26 left in the first half. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. With the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So Delta starting to lock it down a little bit more defensively, getting their shots to fall. They've got a five-point advantage, 19-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 4:26 left here in the half. Central with the ball. They work it inside, now back out, now around the perimeter. They're going to get it over to Spencer. Spencer dishes to Hernandez. Long pass to Britt Wagner. She tries to get it over to Spencer in the corner. Delta's going to take it away. Cuda now with the basketball in the lane. Goes underneath. The Summer can't get them to go. Now Central's got it back on the other end. That's Britt Wagner. To Hernandez. They try to work it inside. That one's going to be knocked away by Kylie Huff. Ends up in the hands of Porter. They work it ahead to Cuda. And a foul going to be called. It's going to be against Central and Bryn Wagner. Drayton Allbird back in for the Panthers. Manzanares for the Warriors. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 3:39 left in the half. Inbound goes to Allbird. Now Summers with the basketball. Summers kicks it out to Porter. Porter, long pass to Allbird. Now they work it in to Cuda. Cuda, turn around jumper short off the front. Iron Huff gets the putback. Can't get it to go. Alex Wagner gets the pass from her sister. Shot is way off. He Samsonited that one, and Delta will have the ball as it bounces out of bounds. Dowdy's stealing machine inbound for the Panthers. It'll go to Cuda, and now Porter will bring it up. Porter to her right, dishes to Summers. Summers now going to drive the lane, stops, kicks it out to Porter. Porter has the pass stolen by Manzanares. Now everybody hustling back. Bryn Wagner. Over to Spencer. Well, Spencer brings it back to the top. Now Manzanares. Manzanares started by Huff. Now Spencer. Now they try to work it in. Now they get it inside to Bryant, who will travel and turn the ball back over to Delta. And the You Can't Do That chant from the Delta student section. Got about 20, 25 of them here this afternoon. Huff to Porter. Into Cuda. Cuda underneath to Allbird. Now she outlets it to Summers, and Summers going to lose the handle. Ball back to Central. Manzanares, runner on the right side. No good. Rebound Summers, and a push going to be called on Rascone. Plus Ellie Angel check back in for the Panthers. Here comes Alex Wagner for the Warriors. A couple of Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions, and they get Ritterbush back in as well, do the Warriors. Delta still maintains that five-point advantage, 19-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 2:16 left in the half. Porter to Ames, Ames now dribbling to her right, over to Porter in the right corner. Porter thinks about driving. They work it, try to work it in to Cuda. Porter gets the ball back, and a Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Delta leads 19-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Slightly less than 2 minutes left here in the first half. It'll be two to Oliver Gaines, Porter, and Summers on the floor for the Panthers as we come out of this timeout. Delta with possession. Ames with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Ames gets it underneath the Cuda. Cuda off the glass. It's good. Cuda with eight. Delta with a seven-point lead. Manzanares dishes to Bryn Wagner. Wagner over to Rathstone. She kicks it out to Ritterbush. Aiden creations three ball. No good. Rebound. Allberg throws it by going to the ground and ends up in the hands of Cuda. They're going to call a Jocko time jump ball. Tatum Miller back into the game, as is Liana Bryant for the Warriors. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Ames now some pressure from Central. Long pass up ahead to Miller. Miller gets it underneath the basket, kicks it out to Porter. A&M creates three ball. That's Jay Lynn's first 3 points of the contest. Warriors looking to answer. Alex Wagner has the ball taken away, and then a chocolate time jump ball forced by Porter. It'll remain Central possession. Delta with a 10-point lead now. Inbound goes to Alex Wagner, and in creations three ball, nothing but net for the young lady. Back to a 7-point lead for Delta. Ames to Summers. Summers will travel. Got a little bit of happy feet when she got the ball. Frazier checks back in for Delta. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, 60 seconds left in the half. Manzanares driving from the right side, goes baseline, now kicks it out to Ritterbush. Ritterbush can't get it. To go, she'll track down her own rebound. Now into Bryn Wagner's hands. Over to Manzanares. Manzanares, as it poked away, will get it back. Now to Wagner. Bryn Wagner just inside the arc. The bank's open for her. 24 seconds left in the first half. 24-19 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames with the ball for Delta. To a cutting Porter, loses the handle. It's going to go out of bounds off of Central. 12 seconds left. Ames, the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound, ends up in the hands of Miller. They get it into Frazier. Frazier and a lane violation called on Delta. A little less than 8 seconds left here in the first half. Central looking for one last shot here. Manzanares will bring it up for the Warriors. Manzanares stops, pops a little stutter step. No travel called, and she'll miss the shot. And at the half, Delta leads 24-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, drain service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So we're going to take a break, try to catch up with boys assistant coach Matt Hamm. Here in just a few minutes, you're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton from Fremax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
Welcome back. Girls lead 24-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard at halftime. I'm here with boys head coach, excuse me, assistant coach Matt Hamm. So sorry, didn't mean to give you a promotion.
No, you're good.
So, boys, came away with a nice win last night, and just have the one league loss, or do they count the loss at the beginning of the season to Roaring Fork as a league loss as well?
We have two league losses, okay. One to Gunnison and then one to Aspen.
Oh, that was right, Gunnison. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good.
I forgot about that. So,
Roaring Fork one didn't count.
You know, I talked to Rob Ames, head coach, before the, you know, earlier today, and we were talking about the momentum you guys are building. And how it kind of seemed to start with the Montrose game. And it was almost like the Montrose game was your rock bottom. And the trajectory for the team has been on an upward slope since then. You know, you had the loss to Aspen, but it really, you know, wasn't a bad game for you guys. And you've just kind of been building and building upon everything.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Montrose game, we struggled defensively more than anything, just with intensity. And so I think we kind of called the kids to respond with their defensive intensity, and I think we've guarded pretty well every game since then. You know, Gunnison, not as much, but like all our other games, even in Aspen when we lost big, I thought we played really good defense on them, especially in the second half.
You know, you talk about the intensity, and along with that, I think I've noticed a more physical play,
yeah,
by our boys, and they've really picked that up and become physical in it. And it's almost like the mantra has become fight, Delta, fight. And you're fighting for everything. You're fighting for the boards. You're fighting for points. You're fighting, you know. And it's really, I think, definitely been part of the reason that you've had success here lately.
Yeah, I think so. I think they just made up their minds that they weren't going to ever play like that again. And you got quite a few young kids that are playing a lot that just aren't used to playing with that physicality and diving for loose balls and, you know, fighting for every rebound. And I think they've gotten better almost every game since at those little things. And that's what helped us come away with the one last night and on Tuesday night as well. So,
say, on paper, Central, you know, doesn't necessarily look like that good of a team based on their record. But, you know, they stayed, they only have five wins. Four of those five wins come against 3A Western Folk, yeah, League teams. And three of those teams you guys have beaten.
Yes.
So, how do you feel you guys shape up here against the Warriors?
I think we match up pretty well with them. They have some guards that could do some things, but I think our bigs are playing really well. You know, Brendan and Tucker and Hunter's coming in and knocking them down. Ethan Bear I've been really impressed with, and I think we can use them to get some points. And our young guards are really stepping up too. So I'm excited. I think it's a good game for us, and I think if we play well, I think we can get them.
Well, and I, like I said, the trajectory is going up, and, you know, I think we're headed in the right direction here coming up on the you know, home stretch of the season.
Yeah, we have two league games left, two non-league games this next week, so these are good games to help get us fine-tuned for those two remaining league games against Grand Valley and the North Fork.
Awesome. Good luck. Thanks, Matt.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Boys assistant coach Matt Hamm joining me here. Coach's interview. Brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see human and friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street and Delta for all your appliance needs. We'll take another quick break, and when we come back, I'll have some first-half stats for you, as well as the second half of this game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Jerry is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you, the Hellman Motor Company.
Winding down halftime here in the Panther Den, Mark Canner along with you. The girls lead this one 24-19 over the Central Warriors. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder. State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. First half stats for the Panthers. Erica Cuda with 8 points and 4 boards. Tatum Miller has 9 points, a rebound, an assist, and a steal. Kylie Huff on the board with 2 points. She also has a rebound and a steal. Kaylin Border, the lone 3-ball. She also has a board and 2 steals. Aubrey Frazier with a couple of points and a rebound. Ellie Ames, an assist and a rebound. And Braden Ahlberg in limited action has a steal on the afternoon. So the starters for Delta, Cuda, Frazier, Ames, Porter, and Miller will take to the court for the Panthers. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Going to have the starters back on the court for the Central Warriors as well. The Wagner sisters, Manzanares, Rathcone, and Ritterbush. Delta with the basketball, and they're going to lose it here. Turnover to the Warriors. Bryn Wagner over to Ritterbush. Ritterbush to back to Wagner. Porter's going to knock it away. It's going to go out of bounds off of Kaylin. So possession for the Warriors. Bryn Wagner to bring it up for Central. Over to Manzanares. Back to Wagner. Back to Manzanares. Manzanares lobs it inside to Rathcone. Back out. Bryn Wagner and Creations 3-ball. No good. And Ames will have it go out of bounds off of her as she attempts to go after that loose ball and kind of kicking herself for touching it. Bryn Wagner at the top of the key over to Ritterbush on the left side in front of her coach Mary Doan. Now back to the left corner to Ritterbush and she'll bring the 8-in creation 3-ball. a 2-point lead now for the Panthers. As Ames will bring it up for the girls. Over to Kuda on the top of the key. She gets in the lane. Will dump it off underneath the Frazier, but the whistle will blow, and we're going to get a foul called on Manzanares. Ames with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound to Miller. Miller to Kuda. Kuda, one dribble. 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Ames, and they'll call a quick soccer time jump ball as both players had their hands on it for a split second. Now Mary Doan letting the officials have a piece of their mind, her mind. She felt the foul on Manzanera should have gone against Ellie Ames. Bryn Wagner over to Ritterbush. Ritterbush tries to work it inside to Alex Wagner. She gets underneath. We're going to have a foul call on Delta. It'll be on Frazier. That'll be Aubrey's first. Daddy Stealing Machine inbound. We'll go to Flores. Now Bryn Wagner in the corner. And Tatum Miller tries to get the ball away, and instead of punching the ball, she made contact with Wagner. That'll be Tatum's first. Ball goes to Wagner. A little lob out to Ritterbush. Now back to Wagner on the left side. Bryn, a little crossover on Frazier. She's going to lose the handle, but it's going to roll to Manzanares. Manzanares now a loose ball. And a soccer time jump ball will go to Delta. 24-22 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:23 left in the third. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Kuda. She'll throw it away. Trying to get out of a double team. Bryn Wagner now. Long skip pass to Manzanares. A&M chases three ball from the right side. No good. Ames comes up with the rebound. Going to have her pass knocked away. And Central going to have the ball again. Ritterbush going to have it stolen by Miller. Loose ball and a taco time jump ball called. And it's going to go to Central this time. Lob pass goes to Bryn Wagner, and Miller will be called for a reach. It'll be her second. Three team fouls for the Panthers now here in the second half. Only one for the Warriors. Bryn Wagner with the ball. Over to Ritterbush on the right side. Now she'll bring it back to the top. And they're going to call a foul on Alex Wagner away from the ball. That'll be her first, and Delta will try to get away from this zone pressure. 2-1-2. They get it into Miller. Now Kuda. Kuda in the lane. She'll be fouled. She goes up for the shot. Big grin on her face as she goes to the line for two. Taco Times, a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Times, 707 Main in Delta. Kuda rattles at home. Leanna Bryant into the game for the Warriors. Grand Nathan noted for substitution. Kuda can't get the second to go. Delta with a 3-point advantage, 25-22. Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bryn Wagner dribbles it up, passes it out to Manzanares. She works it into Alex Wagner. Now back out to Ritterbush. That one's going to be blocked by Frazier. And it's going to go out of bounds. Off of Central. Central complaining that they're getting pushed all around the court. It's going to go in to Kuda, and Kuda will be fouled by Bryn Wagner. And now Mary Doan is hot. She can't believe it. Mary Doan pacing in front of her bench. Long pass. Picked off by Ritterbush. Flores to Ritterbush around to Bryn Wagner on the left side. Wagner slips the drive. Kicks out to Alex Wagner. Mary Doan wants a foul. Wasn't one called. And we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Central Warriors. And man, is Mary Doan upset. She thinks her team's getting fouled left and right. And got to say, she might not be wrong. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department and certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Mary Doan pointing out to the officials for grievances. Central with the basketball. Got his stealing machine in done. Going to go to Alex Wagner now. Over to Flores. Flores will bring it to the top. That pass to Alex Wagner. Knocked out of bounds by Miller. Central ball. Going to go to Ritterbush. Ritterbush. Over to Flores. Flores now to Bryn Wagner at the top of the key. Wagner. To Alex, to Flores, excuse me, that's Bryant, to Ritterbush. Ritterbush going to have her pocket picked by Porter. Porter up ahead to Miller, one dribble, can't get the lay-in, and Porter is going to hammer Flores as Flores tries to go for the rebound. That'll be Kaylin's second foul, four fouls apiece, actually the first for Kaylin, and four fouls apiece for each team. South lead 25-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Flores to Bryant. Bryant dribbles out of the left corner and hands it off to Bryn Wagner. Over to Ritterbush. Ritterbush. Now Bryant. Flores, they work it over to Wagner in the left corner. Bryn Wagner's runner, no good. Rebound Ames. Ames dribbles out and flips it to Tuda. Up ahead to Frazier. Now Miller. Miller in trouble. Gets it to Ames, Ames, now Porter, Porter back to Ames, Ellie now drives, Ellie over to Frazier, Frazier, Ames, right elbow, Ames dribbles to her right to try to lob it inside and it goes over the head of Kaylin Porter. Central with the basketball, Ritterbush, right elbow, over to the right corner, Bryn Wagner has her shot. Blocked by Ames. Now a fight for the loose ball underneath the basket and a foul. I believe going to be called on Ames. I think that's Ellie's first. We're going to get some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for the Panthers. Summers and Kylie Huff come into the game. Ames and Frazier will catch their breath. Gabby Steele, machine inbound, goes to Flores. Now Bryn Wagner at the top of the key, back to Flores on the right side. Works it inside to Bryant, back out to Alex Wagner. Aiden Tracy's three ball, no good. Rebound Summers, up ahead to Porter. Porter one-on-one with Alex Wagner, and they'll call her for a travel. .321 left in the third. Delta with a three-point advantage, 25-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bryn Wagner over to Ritterbush now to Alex Wagner in the right corner. They work it inside, but Kuda with the interception. Up ahead to Huff. Huff stops inside to Summers. Pivots and drops in the bucket. That'll be Taylor's first 2 points of the game. Huff gets the steal. And then the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Central. Central wants the... not sure if they want the possession or the foul, as Mary Doan is again giving the officials an earful. Summers will bring it up for the Panthers. Dish to Huff. Huff in the lane. Stops. Pops. Good. Kylie's got four. Delta with a 5-point, 7-point lead, 29-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Long and in Tracy's three ball from Bryn Wagner is good. 29-25 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:15 left in the quarter. Kuda rips and dribbles. And they're going to call a foul on Central. It'll be on Flores. That'll be her first. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Miller. Now Summers inside to Huff. Off backboard, no good. Rebound. Huff, no good. And put back, no good. And none of it's good. A foul going to be called on Flores. That'll be her second. Top drains the first of the Dragon 50 Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Can't get the second as it rattles in and out. Kuda comes up with the rebound, but a pocket size jump ball is going to be called. Delta leads 30-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 2:04 left in the third. Delta with possession. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Underneath the Summers. High off the glass is good. Taylor's got four. Less than two now in the quarter. And Bryn Wagner with the basketball. Thought about hitting it. But passes it off. Alex Wagner from the right corner. Now underneath to Stilton. She loses the ball. Loose ball. Still on the floor. And then there's a foul now called somewhere. As you got bodies flying, the ball's rolling. Coach Crowder wants a lane violation. Calling against Summers. It'll be Taylor's first. Both teams with 16 fouls. One more foul either way, and we're in the bonus. Flores now in the lane. Stops, pops for the free throw line. No good. Summers comes up with the rebound. Two Central players go down. Delta in a 5-on-3. Summers comes up with the basketball. Out to Porter. Porter just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound by, I think that was Summers. Put back no good. And ball's going to go out of bounds, I think, off of Kaylin Porter. This one's getting a little chippy down there. We're going to have some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Aubrey Frazier back in the game for Delta. Looks like Hernandez will be back in for Central. And looks like they're going to actually call a foul on Kaylin Porter. So Flores to the line for 1-1. Canon Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Take seafood, burgers, and more. Check out the weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Canon Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street today, where they're making dining experiences. Porter comes up with the rebound up ahead to Huff. She can't get it to go. Ritterbush with the rebound there. And then Flores going to be blitzed by Frazier underneath. So Flores back to the line for 1-1. Then Nathan Murray for substitution. Eric Acuda checks back in. Flores can't get the front end. There's a fight for the loose ball. It's going to go out of bounds off of Central. 32-25 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Less than 60 seconds left in the quarter. Long pass up ahead to Allberg. Allberg to Porter. Porter underneath to Frazier. Frazier can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball. Miller comes up with it. 49 seconds. Miller at the top of the key. Cuda to Allberg. Allberg tries to work it into Cuda and has it stolen by Ritterbush. Ritterbush the other direction. Almost loses it herself. Fight for the loose ball. And Central finally gets it out. That's going to be Spencer attempting the Aiden Grace's three ball, misses, but gets the ball back. Flores in the lane. Contact, no foul called, and Miller goes head over heels. That was scary looking. As a fight for the loose ball ensued, and I think Tatum's going to the line. Holy cow. Miller had her feet taken out from under her, and she luckily able to roll herself there. She'll drain the front end of this 1-1. Wow. Gets the second as well. 11 points for Tatum. 34-25 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 19 seconds left in the quarter. Spencer going to lose the ball and a Taco Time jump ball called. Possession with Central. Inbound going to be knocked out of bounds by Allberg. 14 seconds left in the third. Patty Steel Machine inbound goes to Spencer. Spencer tries to work it in to Bryant. Going to have it knocked away, but a block by Cuda. Then it rolls out to Ritterbush and in Jason Streeball. No good. Bodies everywhere. Frazier with the rebound. And that is how this very physical third quarter is going to end. Delta, 9-point lead, 34-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get that project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Greg and Christy Stratman with RE/MAX Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 and 970-216-0724. Getting ready to start the final stanza here. Both teams in the bonus. Delta leads 34-25 on the Sunflower Lady scoreboard. Once again, a very physical third quarter of play. As it looks like Delta will have Frazier, Cuda, Porter, Allberg, and Miller on the court. Just inside the arc is Miller, and she drains it. 11-point advantage for the Panthers. Bryn Wagner kicks it out to Ritterbush. Ritterbush back to Wagner. And Anastasia's three-ball is no good. Allberg with the rebound. Caputa, long pass up ahead to Miller. Easy bucket. That's easy money. Miller with 15, it looks like, unofficially. Central on the perimeter. Alex Wagner now gets inside, and she'll lose it. Allberg comes up with it, and they call her with a for a travel. Dragged her pivot foot. Should have chinned it there. Instead, she let it get away from her. Long inbound goes to Bryn Wagner on the right side. She'll bring it back to the top. Over to Manzanares. Manzanares guarded by Miller. Manzanares moves to her left. Now back out of the corner. They try to go underneath. Knocked away by Cuda, but into the hands of Bryn Wagner. Wagner drains the bucket off the bank. 38-27 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Cuda back to Porter. Porter over to Allberg in the left corner. Now that pass going to be stolen. Manzanares. Delta's going to concede that bucket. Delta, the 9-point advantage, 38-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter. I think they called the travel on Cuda as she was giving it up to Porter. Grand Mesa Motor Switch substitution with Kylie Huff back into the game for the Panthers. Manzanares with the ball for the Warriors. She'll get the screen. And she'll try to go high off the glass. It's no good. Bryn Wagner back out to Alex Wagner. And Tracy Seaball's good. 38-32 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Huff to Ames. Ellie looking. Looking. Moves to her left. Now spins back into the lane. Kicks it out to Miller. And Tracy's three-ball. No good, but Porter's there for the rebound and the putback. Porter with five unofficially. Delta's lead back to eight. Alex Wagner on the left side to Manzanares. Manzanares to Bryn Wagner on the left elbow. Now she's going to drive. Finger roll no good. Rebound Cuda. Cuda to Ames. Up to Huff. Huff dribbles. Pass to Miller underneath. Can't get it to Joe. But she's fouled. She's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Rematch Northwest free throws. And she's tying her shoe. I don't know why that's funny to me other than the fact that she was still on the ground. Took a little while to get up, but it wasn't because she was hurt. It was because she was tying her shoe. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Miller, money from the free throw line. She's got 17 points unofficially here this afternoon. Delta with the 10-point lead, 5:20 left in the game. Bryn Wagner to Ritterbush, back over to Alex Wagner, and a steal by Porter. Porter up ahead to Huff. Now Summers underneath. Bank shot good. Summers with six. Bryn Wagner. Porter getting a little too aggressive. And Wagner will go to the line for 1-1. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado. The top of the line appliances for over 72 years with the Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance. 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Wagner able to drain the first one. So we'll see what you can do with the bat at the end here. The second dragging Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. Wagner's got her squad back within 10. 44-34 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter almost trapped. Delta is going to get it ahead to Cuda. Cuda loses the handle, gets it back. Now they work it inside to Hawk. And I'm not sure what the call was there, but Central going to get the ball back. Central fans want a travel call, but you can't travel if you don't have control of the basketball. Ritterbush to her left. Now Manzanares. Manzanares back to her right. She's at the top of the key. Over to Ritterbush on the right side. They work it inside to Flores. Flores back out to Bryn Wagner. Wagner in the lane. Runner no good. Rebound Central. Put back by Rathcone is good. 44-36 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 4 minutes, a little north of four left in the game, and that pass was right through the legs of Porter, and Central's going to come away with it. Manzanares underneath to Wagner. Bryn Wagner won't make the basket, but she's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christian Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal needs, insurance needs. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The Wagner going to get them both. 44-37. Delta is, they let Huff drive all the way. And she'll draw the foul. Kylie to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, rematch Mountain West free throws. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been local and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Huff's going to miss them both, and in a fight for the rebound, Ames going to pick up her third foul. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. To help the folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So Rathcone misses the first. Also the second. Hawk took her eye off the ball going for the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Kylie. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Warriors. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
Back here in the Panther Den, I'm Mark Cantor, and 3:47 left in the game. Delta leads 44-37 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Delta or Central going to have the ball here. I think it's going to be Central. We'll have possession. It is. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound goes to Alex Wagner. Wagner kicks it back out of Ritterbush and in free eight. Eight increases, three ball, no good, and Kuda crashing the board. She'll dish to Ames. Over to Miller, and in creations. Three ball scored. Tatum with 19. And Zanaris over to Bryn Wagner at the top. Wagner, and in creations. Three ball of her own. Cannot answer. Summers comes up with the rebound. She'll have it stripped by Central. Another Bryn Wagner, and in creations. Three ball's no good. Fight for the rebound. Wagner gets it back. Wagner, runner, is good. So Delta with an 8-point lead, 2:57 left in the game. Into Kuda. Kuda back to Porter, now over to Miller. Back out to Ames, now underneath to Summers. Shot no good. She followed her shot. Put back no good, but Taylor to the line for two. So Taylor Summers will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. David will get the bounce on the first one. She got the second one as well. Delta, lead is 10, 49-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bryn Wagner at the top of the key. Over to Manzanares. Manzanares guarded by Miller. Manzanares will travel. She was trying to draw the foul on Miller. She thought she got a piece of her thigh. She was mistaken. Or the officials just disagreed, one of the two. Kuda gets the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound, loses the handle, gets it back. And a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Kyle Crowder and the Delta Panthers. We'll take another break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Mark Kanter back with you in the Panther Den. Girls lead Central 49-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Panther basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. .219 left in the game. Official not letting a substitution be made. Ames. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Kuda on the right side. Kuda in the lane all the way to the basket. Gets the layup. She makes it look easy, I tell you. Ritterbush trying to get it inside underneath. Goes to, I think that's Flores, and a travel called. And Delta will have the basketball with a little more than two left here in the game. Delta leads 51-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames up ahead to Porter. Porter to Miller. It's going to go out of bounds. Off of Central. Central disagrees, as you can imagine. And now Ames from the corner. Tries to get it in, and Delta will turn the ball over. Manzanares going to take it herself in the lane, and Kuda's going to draw the foul, or Kuda's going to commit the foul. So that'll be Erica's first as Manzanares goes to the line for two. A couple of Greg and Kristen Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. She will make the first. And Manzanares will miss the second off the back iron. Fight for the loose ball. Chocolate time jump ball called, and Delta will have possession. Delta leads 51-40 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 1:46 left in the game. Inbound, coming. Gotti Steel Machine inbound goes to Summers. Up ahead to Miller. Miller back out to Porter. Porter on the right side. Porter is going to be fouled by Bryn Wagner. Kaylin to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws, and both teams in the bonus. Porter rattles home the first. Kaylin with six unofficially on the game. Misses the second. Rebound central. I think that's Bryant. Going to bring it all the way. Gets it inside to Alex Wagner. Shot no good. Rebound of Miller. Now they work it up ahead to Kuda. The Summers off the glass. Taylor's got 10 unofficially on the day. Bryn Wagner now at the top of the key over to Alex. Alex Wagner dishes to Bryant. Bryant dribbling around. Now Manzanares. Manzanares, top of the key, long A and increasing three ball. Good. 60 seconds left, 54-43 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's going to throw this one away back on the other end. Miller actually saves it. Central comes up with the ball, though. Manzanares looking to drive. Gets inside the arc. Misses the jump shot, and Summers comes up with the rebound. Gets it over to Ames. Ames going to go underneath to Kuda. Kuda steps back. Now dishes it back out to Porter. Now Kuda looking to run some clock here. Kuda. Guarded by Manzanares. Kuda just holding the ball. And Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Panthers. Delta leads 54-43 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 27 seconds left in the game. Going to want to stay tuned between games. I'll have Panther Pride. Today we're going to talk to a couple of members of Delta's speech and debate team. Tell you all about that coming up between games here. So, once again, Delta leads by 11, less than 30 seconds left. Delta last possession coming out of the timeout. Game's been pretty physical, which I think Delta kind of expected from Central, but not sure they expected it to be this chippy. Hames with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbounds. Going to be knocked away by Central. Delta maintains possession. They'll take it underneath their basket. Smiling Ellie Ames with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound now. Looking, she's going to lob it into Kuda. Kuda takes it to the top of the key. Kuda into a double team, and she's going to be fouled. Kuda to the line. Oh, they're going to call a soccer time jump ball. That is a little unexplainable, and the Warriors going to take a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. I don't quite understand that, as Kuda had a couple of Warrior scrapes all over her, and instead of calling a foul, they blew a whistle and called a jump ball to give the Warriors possession. A little less than 23 seconds left on the clock. Delta still with their 11-point advantage. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Warriors. Looks like it's going to go to Manzanares in the backcourt. Manzanares across the time stripe. Manzanares picks up a screen. They get it over to Bryn Wagner in the right corner. She'll drain the paint in creation's three ball, and another Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Warriors. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Care Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gel, and dip nails, plus body and face lashing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Care Designers and Nails.
Back in the Panthers' head on Mark Cantor, 13.3 seconds left in the game. Delta looks like they're going to come away with this. They're ahead 54-46 on the Sunflower Rudy scoreboard. Play tough and make baskets was what Coach Kyle Crowder said they needed to do today, and that's exactly what these girls did. Hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with him at halftime of the boys' game all about it. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Kuda. Kuda. Going to split the double. He loses the handle, but a foul is going to be called. And now Erica Kuda will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Rematch Mountain West free throws. Less than 10 seconds in the game. Kuda rattles in the first. Kuda struggled from the charity stripe last night. Tonight, I think she's made all of them, or at least most of them. Drains the second. Manzanares is letting the ball roll across half court. Alex Wagner with an 8-inch facing three ball at the top of the key. Delta gets the ball up the court, and at the buzzer, Porter has her feet knocked out from under her, but Fisher's going to say, game's over, which is probably a good call. So Delta is going to walk away with a 56-49 victory. Taking a look at some of the stats in the girls' game. Player of the game is going to be Tatum Miller, 19 points, 2 boards, an assist, and a steal. Erica Kuda had 13 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Kevin Porter, 6 points, 3 boards, an assist, and 4 steals. Hubbard Fraser, a couple of points and 2 rebounds. She also had a block. Tyler Huff, 5 points and 2 rebounds, and a steal. Ellie Ames had a couple of, I think, 3 boards and 2 assists. She also had a block. Taylor covered 10 points off the bench to go along with 7 rebounds. Braden Allberg had a rebound and a steal. So the girls get a rematch with Fruta on Tuesday, this time here in the Panther Den. Tip off for that one scheduled for 6 p.m., and I'll be streaming a little before that. Once again, the final score for the girls is Delta 56, Central 49. Stick around because my coverage of the boys taking on the Warriors is coming up. Plus, in just a few minutes, I will have Panther Pride. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything. Folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton, 3-9 Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Time for Panther Prime, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. But the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So a couple pieces of information. Swimming's at regionals this weekend at CMU in Grand Junction. Hopefully we'll have some results from that coming up on Tuesday. The next broadcast. Wrestling is at the Meeker Duels today, so same deal there. Speech and debate was supposed to compete at Fruited today, but that meet got canceled, I guess. So I've got a couple of the students here that compete with me, and they're Jose Renteria and Billy Finn. And gentlemen, welcome, and great to have you here. Now, your meet at Fruited got canceled, but you guys were doing some virtual stuff before you came to talk to me today?
Yeah, we actually did a form of like speech and debate, specifically one event called World Schools Debate, which was supposed to be offered at Fruita. We just had a scrimmage against, like, one other school. We did pretty well. My team, personally, we played second, and then Jose's team played first, so it was all around a good thing for Delta to do, get a bit more practice, have some fun, you know?
Good scrimmage. It's nice to, you know, get that time in when you can't get an actual meet in. So, Jose, what events do you compete in generally?
Well, so I'm debate captain, so I really do a lot of the debate things.
Okay.
I do PF, which is a form of debate with our poker, and I have a poker Nick Dirty. He's been doing really good this season. At all sales to me, we played first, which is really exciting. I also do a Congress debate, which is basically like a mock real-life Congress, and then what we just did today, which is World. So I do quite a bit in terms of this debate.
Very cool. Very cool. So do you guys have any sights on the future? You know, this sort of thing works well in the law industry, like for lawyers. What are your future plans? Both of you were seniors, so I know this is your last year.
So for me specifically, I'm going to go down to Fort Lewis down in Durango, and I want to get my degree in a double major in accounting and political science, because I want to be a politician in the future. And that really came out of the speech and debate. It made me realize how much I enjoy talking about politics. So that's what I plan on doing in my life.
Cool. How about you, Mark?
So personally, I haven't been doing speech and debate as long as Jose, but I have been planning to go to Fort Lewis too. But my major would be in psychology. I'm hoping to get my pre-med done at Fort Lewis as well, so that I can hopefully go to med school and become a psychiatrist, which has a bit of that articulating speech aspect.
Very cool. So, Billy, you're both seniors, so this is your last year. Who's been your favorite teacher here at Delta?
My favorite teacher here at Delta? That's a hard pick. I'd have to say either Mrs. Bradley, our agricultural teacher. She hangs out a lot with the students. You get to know her a lot outside. Mrs. Lopez, who's our coach, I hadn't had her as a teacher, but as a speech and debate captain, she's one of the best, if not the best. I could swear.
I praise. High praise. How about you, Jose? Who are your favorite teachers?
I'm by the same token. I have a few, but I'd have to say Miss Lopez. I actually had her as a teacher. She taught me advanced algebra, too. Apparently, if you ask her, I whined a lot in that class, but her being my speech coach has, she's just been someone I've always been able to rely on. She's always been there for me, so just the relationship we had has made me, like, really appreciate that connection and really helped me see her as, like, my favorite teacher I've had, because she's had, like, the biggest impact on my personal life outside of this school.
Very cool. Very cool. So you guys have a couple more meets, I think, and then regionals. Is that correct?
Well, this next week we have NACPO's Congress, and then we do have our state regionals.
Okay.
And then we have our national qualifier after that. So
well,
we're going to be a bit busy.
It's going to be busy. So, gentlemen, thank you. I appreciate you joining me here for Panther Pride. Good luck in state regionals and everything else that's coming your way. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
I'll be honest, they both said they were a little nervous getting on the radio. I told them it's no different than speech and debate. You just can't see the people that you're talking to. So we'll take another break, and when we come back, I'll have the boys' basketball game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
A&M Creations aren't made in Delta. Vote the 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's possible at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chan is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. I'm Mark Cantor, and we are getting ready for boys action here. Delta had a convincing victory over the Salt last night, 51-46, to bring their overall record to 6-8, 4-2 in the league. Tucker Johnson led the way with 19 points, 3 boards, an assist, and 2 steals, while Braden Sprout scored 12 points while grabbing 3 boards. The boys look to extend their winning streak against a struggling Central squad tonight. By the way, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer of State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer of State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. 4A Warriors enter this contest at 5-13, but 4 of those 5 wins have come against 3A Western Slope League teams. like Coach Matt Hammond I talked about earlier. Warriors are led in scoring by a pair of juniors, Braylon Scott, who averages 8 points a game, and Eric Max, who averages 7. Compare that to Delta's leading scorer, Tucker Johnson, who averages 13 points a game, and with the momentum the Panthers have right now, they definitely have a chance for a victory over this higher league school this afternoon. Now time for the lineups, brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Starters for Delta, number 2, Johnny Gossie, number 5, Braden Sprout, number 10, Landon Clay, number 15, Tucker Johnson, and number 22, Easton Bear. The starters for the Warriors will be number 5, Andrew Serrano, number 10, Cameron Redding, number 21, Rafe Carter, number 33, Braylon Scott, and number 30, Santana Martinez. Tip-off brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Delta going to control the tip. Gossin to Sprout. Clay at the top of the key. Clay drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Out of bounds off of Easton Bear, and Central will have the basketball. So the Warriors bringing it up the court. It's going to be Serrano over to Redding on the left side, and they're going to say whistle blew. I'm not sure what happened there. Regardless, Dowdy Steelmish will inbound to Serrano, back to Martinez. Rebound, Tucker Johnson for Delta. Bear out of Sprout. Landon Clay at the top. Tries to get it underneath the Bear. A little too hard on that pass and out of bounds. Martinez. Over to Serrano. Serrano will give it up to Gossin. Gossin can't get it to go off the glass. Rebound Central. Back the other way, and now it's steal by Sprout. Graydon kicks it over to Clay. Now Johnson, Tucker J, and in Jason's three ball, no good. Delta moving right to left. Central left to right. Redding in the lane. He's going to have it knocked away by Gossin, but Central gets it back. Redding at the top. Redding inside. Now they kick it back out. Shot no good by Carter, and Delta comes up with a rebound. Gossin in the lane. Shot no good, out of bounds off of Central. Tucker J with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Delta stacks it up for the inbound. We're waiting for something. Inbound goes to Bear. Now Clay, Lando, and in creation, three ball. Good. Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Serrano to Redding. Redding trying to get it inside to Scott. Scott gets tangled up. Then a foul. Going to be called on Johnson. So Central with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes deep to Serrano. Serrano now drives the lane. Excuse me, that's actually Martinez. Shot's no good. Rebound Clay. Lando now. Dish it to Sprout. Sprout trying to get in the lane. We'll kick it out to Gossin. Gossin inside the arc. Can't get the shot to fall, but Johnson there with the rebound. He'll dribble out. Gets it to Gossin. Johnny G with the basketball. Looking to do something fun. Gets it out to Tucker. Johnson took a step before he dribbled and turns the ball over on the travel. Redding brings it up for the Warriors. We're getting inside to Scott. He drives the lane, and he'll get his team on the board. Delta still leads by 1-3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay dishes to Gustine. Now Johnson. Johnson has it taken away by Martinez. Martinez can't get the bucket to fall, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratton with Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for all your real estate needs. 9703-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So Martinez makes them both, gives his team the one-point advantage at 4-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay with the basketball over to Johnson on the right side, and again, Tucker's going to travel. Little stutter step before he goes, and officials are calling it every time. Redding will bring it up for the Warriors. Now Serrano with the basketball at the top, dribbles to his left. Gets it to Redding. Redding thought about driving. Now they work it inside. Now back out. Serrano with the A&M Creations three ball. No good. Rebound Johnson. Gets it to Clay. Clay at the top. Dishes to Gustine. Gustine drives the lane. Out to Sprout on the right side. He'll get in the lane. Jumper no good. Rebound Johnson. Back out to Gustine. Top of the key. And Sprout. Sprout jump stop. Dishes back behind him to Bear. Bear now in the lane. It's good. Easton's got two to his first couple of points, and Delta's got the lead back 5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Redding guarded by Sprout over to Martinez. Martinez in the lane, kicks it back out to Redding. Redding now drives in the lane, tries to go underneath. They get it out to Nostrand. And there are bodies flying all over, and Bears hit hard from behind. You've got Redding down in the backcourt. Easton Bear got hammered underneath the basket, and Easton's going to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. You need help to relax with Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room, help the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Rylan Bynum into the game for Delta. Christian Miller in for the Warriors. Easton makes his first. And they're going to say it's either a lane violation or Easton's foot was on the line. I'm not sure which. Regardless, Delta leads 6-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It's going to be Serrano. Tries to get it up ahead to Toutline. Now back out to Serrano on the other side. Serrano over to Miller on the right side. They work it in to Nostrand. They get it back out to Serrano now. Serrano over to Carter in the lane. It's good. The score's tied at 6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay will bring it up, gets it over to Gustine. Gustine back to Clay. Clay dishes to Sprout. Sprout, a little crossover. Lob pass inside the Bears, and have a shot blocked. And Central comes up with the basketball. Carter to Serrano. Serrano stops, pops, 15-footer, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and a foul going to be called on Central. It'll be on Toutline. It'll be his first. Both teams have a couple of team fouls. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Brendan Bear checks in for Easton. And Clay We'll bring it across the time stripe for the Panthers. Gets the screen. Now they try to work it inside underneath the bear. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Serrano. Delta maintains possession. Braylon Scott back in for Central. And Mesa Motorsports substitution. Scotty Steel machine inbound goes to Clay. They work it around the perimeter. Deuce Delta. Bynum ends up in the left corner. And in Tracy's three ball. No good. Rebound by Central. Redding. To Miller. Back to Redding. Redding goes underneath. Now they kick it back out to Carter. Carter tries to work it underneath. And this one is going to be stolen by Bynum up ahead to Clay. Rowdy from the right corner. No good. And a foul going to be called on Brendan Bayer. His first, 13 on Delta. Score tied at 6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:33 left in the first. Fast moving first quarter. Ready? Over to Toutline. Toutline. Tries to work it inside. They kick it back out now around the perimeter. Redding on the left side into Carter. Back to Redding. Redding loses the handle. Gets it back in. Increasing three ball from the left corner is good. 9-6 Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay gets the screen from Johnson. Clay in the lane. Tries to go underneath to Bear. And foul going to be called on the Warriors. Grant makes a motorsports substitution. Hunter Goff for Delta. Joseph Vigil for the Warriors. And Delta with the ball underneath their basket. Got his fueling machine inbound to Bear. Now they work around the corner. Now back into Johnson. Johnson's going to have it stolen. And Miller on the other end gets the easy transition bucket. 5-point lead now for Central. Clay. Waiting for the play to be called by head coach Rob Ames from the bench. They're going to run what he called. Clay in the Bear. Bear now going to drive underneath. Puts up the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back. No good. And a fight for the loose ball. And they're going to call a foul on Brendan. Talked about an aggressiveness that Delta has had since that Montrose game. And they are fighting for everything. Fight, Delta, fight. Loose balls, shots, all of it. They get inside, now back out to Vigil. Now Redding at the top, guarded by Bynum. Redding, over to Vigil. Now into the left corner, and Carter back to Vigil. Inside to Miller. Miller loses the handle. That's a steal for Hunter Goff. Delta back on the other end. Now Bynum in the lane, gets it underneath the Bear. Off the glass is good, and that's Brendan's first two. Redding has the ball for the Warriors. They work it in to Scott, back out to Vigil. And in creation's three ball, no good, and Tucker J with the board. 45 seconds left. Clay underneath the Bear, who's all alone. Brendan's got four. 36 seconds left, and a one-point advantage for Central. Vigil, left elbow, now back to the top. Works it inside, now they go back out. That's Scott, shot, no good. Fight for the loose ball. They're going to say, put back, no good by Central, and they're going to call a foul underneath the basket on Bear. That'll be Brendan's third. Connor Workman will check into the game for Delta. Grand Mason Motorsports. Substitution, Eric Max for the Warriors, as well as Santana Martinez. Long inbound goes to Scott. Scott one dribbled and picks it up. Redding, 18 seconds left. Redding looking to drive. And finger roll, travel called on Redding, and Delta's going to have the ball with 15 seconds left in the first, down by one, 11-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum. Bynum in the lane. To Goff. Goff can't get the jumper to go. and Redding at the buzzer. 10-58 and creation's three ball to land. So at the end of the quick moving first, Central leads by 1, 11-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, screen service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So, Delta will start the second quarter on the defensive end. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound coming from Central. Inbound just ready in the backcourt. Brings it up. Up to Max. Now around the perimeter. And in creation's three ball, no good from Redding. And Clay comes up with the rebound. Clay. It's just the Workman. Workman long pass to Johnson. Tucker J. Now back out to Connor. Now Ryland Bynum on the left side. Bynum to Workman. Workman to Bynum. Left side. Bynum. Little dribble drive. Fallback jumper. No good. Rebound by Central. Clay going to knock it out of bounds. And Central maintains possession. Gostine will check back into the game. The Grant Mason Motorsports substitution. Clay will catch a breather. Redding. Up to Martinez. To Max. Now the right side. And Redding now around to the left corner. And creation three ball. No good by Serrano. And Johnson comes up with the rebound. Gostine. To Johnson in the right corner. Back to Gostine. Now Bynum. Bynum. Waiting for some movement. Gets it to Johnson. Now they try to work it in to Goff, and they're going to turn the ball over. Serrano comes up with the steal. Serrano picks up his dribble, gets it over to Redding on the left side. Nola's pass to Scott. Now back on the perimeter. Redding behind the back. Now over to Martinez in the left corner. No good. Rebound by Redding. Redding from the right side. Gets it to Serrano. Serrano over to Max. Max back to Serrano. Serrano at the top of the key. To Martinez. Martinez looking to drive. No, kicks it out. To Max. Max over to Redding. Redding's at the top. A little more than six left in the first half. Max and creation's three ball's good. Central leads 14-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gostine brings the ball up for Delta. Johnny G. Vicious to Bynum. Bynum now in the lane. Kicks it out to Workman. Aiden tracing three ball. No good. Rebound by Central. Martinez flips it over to Serrano. Serrano now looking to drive. Looking for an outlet. Gets it out to Max. Max in. Now dishes to Martinez over to Redding at the top. Redding into Scott. They kick it back out to Redding. Redding looking to drive. Runner in the lane is good. Did he just look over at the Sooner section and stick his tongue out? I don't know about that. Gossine to Bynum. Bynum spots up for a long eight and creates a three ball. And it is good. Ryland's first 3 points of the game. Delta back within three. Long pass up ahead to Martinez. Back to Redding. Redding to Martinez. No, they work it in to Scott. Now back out to Redding. Aiden and creation's three ball. No good. Rebound Central and a foul. Going to be called on Goff. Scott is still in machine inbound and Schwabe was asking for an explanation. He didn't see the foul, apparently. Grant Mason Motorsports substitution. Easton Bear, Landon Clay back into the game. Schwabe still asking for what on the foul? Inbound, they tried to bounce it off the Delta defender, and they weren't able to come up with the ball. That shot by Martinez is no good from behind the arc, and a foul going to be called on Redding as Workman came up with the rebound. 4:41 left in the half. Second lead 16-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay brings it up for the Panthers. Gets it underneath, to pass too hard, too bare, and out of bounds. Central, working it inside, underneath, to no strand, and he lays it in off the glass. 18-13 Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum looking to drive baseline, and a foul going to be called. Will be against Max. That's his first. Delta wearing their home whites, green trim, black numbers. Turning the ball over in the lane, and a foul going to be called. Going to be called on Clay. Yep, Lando picking up his first, I believe, and that's the seventh team foul for Delta. Delta will call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Christian Miller to the line for 1-1. Can't make the first grade in Christy Stratton room. That's Mountain West free throw. The ball is going to go out of bounds off of Delta, and I think the officials are going to warn the Delta student section about being obnoxious. Rosie Johnson, assistant principal, here, warning somebody over on the side of the court. And they're going to say interference on the free throw, so we'll go 1-1 over again. Miller misses it again, and Delta comes up with the rebound this time, and Sprout's going to be fouled. So that worked out pretty well for Delta. Central leads 18-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 4:10 left in the half. Landon Clay brings it up, gets it underneath to Bear. Easton can't get the shot off the board, and a rebound by Central. Miller kicks it out to Max over to the left side. Now back to Max. Now Redding. Redding looking for some movement. Redding guarded by Gustin. Now they work it around the perimeter. Back to Max now. To Martinez on the left side. Can't get the finger roll, but he's going to be fouled. Going to the line for 1-1. Trying to make this Greg and Christian Stratton rematch Mountain West free throw. Delta's Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta's Hardware, 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta's Hardware help you with your next project. So Martinez to the line for 1-1. It's good. So after making the front end, he'll get the back end. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, Tucker Johnson checks back in for Delta. Martinez doesn't make the second, and Tucker Johnson will get the rebound. Justine to Sprout into Johnson. Turnaround jumper from 15 feet. No good. Bear comes up with the rebound. Bear trying to work underneath. Can't get it to go. Gets the ball back. Put back good. Hoop in the harm. Ethan's got four. He'll go to the line for 1-1. That's a Greg and Christy Stratton and Renax Mountain West free throw coming Easton's way. 3:09 left in the first half. They're going to say lane violation. I think Brayden Sprout got in the lane a little too early. Serrano brings it up. Now it ends up in the hands of Miller. Miller over to Martinez. Martinez, actually that's Serrano. Now back out to Nostrand into the hands of Mack. Shot no good. Rebound central. Back to Serrano. Now Nostrand underneath is going to be fouled by Bear. So Nostrand to the line at 4-2. Delta Panthers basketball. Actually, 1-1 is Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So no strand misses the front end of the 1-1. Johnson with the rebound now up ahead to play and trying to get it underneath to a cutting Johnson, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Central with the basketball. Tries to get it to Carter. Knocked away, but Carter got it back. And then Central's going to throw it away, trying to make the save. Sprout in the lane. No foul called on the contact. And we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Delta. That last basket, Braden Sprout's first 2 points of the contest. 2:13 until halftime. Central leads 19-17 on the Central Iron scoreboard coming up at the half. Hope to get an interview with girls head coach Kyle Crowder after their victory over Central earlier this afternoon. Serrano has the ball at the top of the key. Over to Miller. Miller, now they work it inside to Scott. Back out to Serrano. Now the left corner. And Martinez. And he drains the A&M Creations three ball. 5-point advantage once again for Central. Clay directing traffic. Tries to work it inside to Johnson. Throws it at Tucker J's feet. It gets away from him. And Central comes up with the basketball. Serrano to Miller. Now Max back to Serrano. Serrano drives. Long outlet pass to Max. Pulls it down in traffic, and a travel going to be called. .123 left in the half. 5-point advantage for Central. Clay will bring it up for the Panthers. To Johnson, back to Clay. To Johnson, back to Clay around Augustine. Now the left side Sprout from the left corner is going to lose it out of bounds. Turnover back to the Warriors. 68 seconds left in the half. Central leads 22-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller. Shoots Tautwine. Tautwine over to Miller on the left side. We'll work it into Serrano, back out to Tautwine. Now Scott, Tautwine from the right side, back to the top, over to Serrano. Serrano to Scott. 44 seconds left in the half. Scott working it in to Serrano, back out to Miller. Shot no good. Tautwine comes up with the rebound. They get it to Serrano. He'll spot up for an A&M Creations three ball from the right elbow. It's no good. And a fight for the loose ball. And it's going to be a foul called on Central. That'll send Easton Bear to the line for 1-1. Both teams in the bonus now. We'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way. So Greg and Christy Stratman rematch Mountain West free throw for Easton. It's good. Bear with 5. Unofficially tonight. Can't get the second. Ball is going to go out of bounds off of Delta. 22-18 Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Less than 30 seconds left in the half. Serrano taking his time, bringing it up across the time stripe. To Miller, back to Serrano, back to Miller, Miller, back to Serrano, Miller, I think Central going to attempt to take the final shot of the half here. Miller, they try to work it in, Sprout with the steal, Sprout is going to be fouled as he brings it across the time stripe. Straight into the line for 1-1, foul going to be called on Miller, that'll be his second. Important free throws here for Braden. Braden's the first. Can't get the second. All popped up in the air, and Central going to come around down with the rebound. Finger roll, no good. Rebound there. And that is how the first half is going to end. Delta leads 22-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break, see if we can get a word with girls head coach Kyle Crowder. When we come back, you're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, coloring perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, tooth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Mark Tanner here with you. I've got girls head coach Kyle Crowder in to talk about the game today. The interview is going to be brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. And Kyle, congratulations. Nice victory here this afternoon. Pretty physical contest. Were you expecting it to be that chippy?
We kind of anticipated there is not a lot of love lost between these two teams, and it's not bad. It's just competitive. Our girls feel a little slighted about what happened last year, and, I mean, they came in with a little bit of motivation to make sure we got back on track. We played these girls a lot through the summer, and, man, they just whooped us this whole summer. So these girls were happy to be getting a chance all together because we played shorthanded all summer, and just coming in here with everybody full bore, I felt like that they were focused and ready for this game.
So after they played, we talked yesterday about two games prior and how the girls kind of had a subpar effort. Do you feel like they played better tonight?
Yeah, for sure. A couple of different things, definitely. I mean, we were a little more active on defense than we were the last couple of days. I felt like we kind of walked a little bit. But we were really active. We created a lot of opportunities offensively from those defensive efforts. And I feel like at a team like that lives and dies by the three, if you can get them stretched out and get them out of their comfort zone, they have a hard time even getting a good chance at the basket. So I feel like that our defensive effort kind of dictated what everything happened tonight.
So you come off a good win like this, and then you go right into the rematch with Fruita on Tuesday. You feel like you probably should have won that first contest at Fruita. Obviously, girls chomping at the bit to get back out.
For sure, for sure. I feel like that there was a lot of opportunities that we missed in that first game, and we know we weren't as prepared as we are right now. We hadn't really seen that much pressure. And now seeing a few teams that like to press us, we're just getting better at breaking it and being able to convert some of those pressure opportunities into points. I feel like that we're going to be a little more prepared, and I think if we can control the game from the guard position and not turn it over, we'll have a great chance in that one.
Looking forward to it, Kyle. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Mark.
Girls head coach Kyle Crowder with me here for our coach's interview at halftime. Boys are behind by 3, 22-19 to Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take another break and come back some first half stats for you. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. should yoke you for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main, Delta. We were pre-owned at Easter Shop, Save and Bars, and Melbourne Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsJoe.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Do you need help to relax?
Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Back here at halftime, Central Boys lead Delta 22-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Take a look at some first half stats. Easton Bear with 5 points, 4 boards. Brendan Bear, 4 points and a rebound. Tucker Johnson's got 7 boards so far tonight. Rylan Bynum, 3 points, a rebound, an assist, and Hunter Goff has a steal. Landon Clay, 3 points, 2 boards, and an assist. Braden Sprout has a tray, a rebound, and a steal. And Johnny Gossin has a steal as well. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So the boys coming out having a pretty good first half. They started out quick, hit a quick three-pointer to start the game, and ultimately gave up their lead. It went back and forth for just a little bit, and then Central able to put a little bit of distance between the two squads. See what Delta can do here in the second half to try to just bring it back into their favor. Central will start the second half with the lead, 22-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. So Delta with the possession to start the second half. Johnny G with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to play in the backcourt, and he'll bring it up. Over to Sprout on the right side. Back to Clay at the top. Over to Sprout. Sprout steps inside the arc. Jumper no good. Rebound Central. Quickly up ahead. Serrano now. To Toutwine. Now they work it inside to Scott. Back out to Serrano. Now Toutwine on the left corner. Shot's no good. Rebound Johnson. Delta moving left to right. Central right to left. Sprout gets the pass from Johnson. Spins in the lane. Shot no good. He's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Sprouty able to rattle in the first Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throw. Can't get the second off the back iron. Rebound Toutwine. Up ahead to Redding. Redden to Serrano. Serrano just inside the arc. Now kicks it back out to Scott. Scott dribbles to his right. Dishes to Martinez. Martinez to Serrano back at midcourt. Serrano to Martinez. Back to Redding at the top. Redding. This ball is going to be knocked away by Scott. Picked up by Gustin. Gustin gets inside. Going to try to get it over to Bear. Instead it goes to Johnson. Johnson, short jumper, no good. And now Central back on the other side. Scott in the paint. Kicks it back out to Serrano. Left corner. Now back in to Scott. Scott in the paint. Trying to back his way in. And a block going to go on Easton Bear. That'll be Easton's second, I believe. Scotty Steele machine inbound for Central. It goes to Serrano. Over to Scott. Now Martinez back over to Redding on the left side. Redding picks up his dribble. Now Serrano at the top. Serrano guarded by Sprout. Now Redding on the left elbow. Redding loses control. It's going to go to Scott. Scott to Serrano on the right side. Serrano to Redding. Back to Serrano. A&M Creations three ball. Long range. Shot no good. Rebound by Clay. Up ahead to Sprout. Can't get the finger roll, and no foul called with the contact. Coach Ames really wanted that one. Central now back on the other side. Steal going to be made by Clay. Up ahead to Gustin now. Over to Clay. Now Johnson loses the handle briefly, gets it back. Now Gustin. Gustin looks to drive the lane. I think he walked on air. Gustin missed the shot. Tucker Johnson got the rebound and the putback, but Gustin looked like he leaped and was running as he flew through the air. It was an incredible sight. Regardless, Tucker Johnson scores his first 2 points of the game. Will go to the line for an and one. Trying to give Delta back the lead. He does. ...23-22 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Warriors. 5:21 left in the third. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Central will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. If Delta can have the eye of the tiger here, as they have retaken the lead, slim margin, just one. As it looks like the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound is going to go to Redding in the backcourt. He'll bring it up. Gets it to Serrano. Now inside to Scott. They try to go underneath to Redding. He's going to kick it back out to Martinez. Now Miller. Miller back to the top and Redding. Redding to his right. Dishes to Scott and Grayson's three ball, no good. Johnson with the rebound up ahead to Gustin. Gustin can't get it to go off the glass. Rebound Central. So shot by Scott on the other end. No good. They're going to say a foul was on the floor by Clay, and it'll be Lando's third. It looks like Rylan Bynum getting set to check in didn't make it to the scores table in time. And Serrano drives to the hoop. That's actually Redding. It'll be fouled by Bear. That's Easton's third. So Redding to the line for two. Couple of Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. And increases on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. And Ann Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Redding drains them both and gives his squad back the one-point advantage of 24-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Raylan Bynum is back, is into the game now. He'll have the basketball. He's going to drive baseline, runner no good, rebound central. 4.5 left in the third. Miller kicks it out to Martinez. He'll get it to Redding at the top. Redding's going to drive the lane. Go underneath to Miller. He gets it to go high off the glass. 26-23 central on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Bynum stops, pops, and increases. Three ball, no good. Rebound Johnson back out to Gossin. Now Sprouty. Sprout drives from the right corner. And a charge called on Braden. Rob Ames feels like that was not a good call, and he let the officials know that. So did some of the Delta fans on the far side of the court. Miller will bring it up for the Warriors. Now the ball to Serrano at the top. Serrano, guarded by Sprout. Serrano to Max. Now Miller, now back to Max. Max. Over to Serrano, and oh, he didn't get the free ball. It's going to go to Carter. Now they're going to throw it away, loose ball. Central gets it back. That's Miller. Shot no good, and Brendan Bear will have the rebound. Sprout underneath, gets it to fall. Braden with six. Back on the other end, Scott with the basketball, loses it. Sprout comes up with the steal, and Scott's going to get it back. They go underneath to Miller, and he will lay it in. 28-25 central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3 minutes left in the third. Gossin, runner in the lane, no good. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Do you need help to relax? Let's take you to Mickey at the Sunflower Room. Melts the pain and stress away. She's board-certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. You're going to say the foul was actually on the floor. The Delta has possession, but we're going to give it away, and then Central going to give it right back. Sprout with the basketball in the lane, and a foul. Going to be called on Miller. Delta with possession. They'll have the Dowdy steal in the shin inbound third. Foul called on Miller. Each team's got 14 fouls. Bynum looking into Gossin. Gossin sees a scene. He gets through it in the lane. Runner no good. Fight for the loose ball. Bear comes up with it and then has it stolen. Miller tries to get it on the other end. Thought he stepped on the out of bounds. Can't get a shot to go. Bear comes up with another steal, another rebound, and Central going to be called with another foul. Going to be on Charter. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for the Warriors. Martinez and Redding check back in. Sprout goes to Bynum in the backcourt. Ryland, top of the key, looking for some motion. Now he's going to drive the lane. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound Bear. Brendan's putback, no good. Fight for the loose ball. And a Taco Time jump ball called. Central will get possession. 28-25 Warriors on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 209 left in the third. Long pass up ahead to Martinez. Now back to Redding. Redding in the paint to Carter. Back out to Martinez. Now around the perimeter. Get it back into Redding, and he's going to throw it away. Thought somebody was underneath the basket that wasn't there, and Southwood will have the ball back. A little less than two now in the third. Central clinging to that three-point advantage. Clay will bring it up for the Panthers. Bynum. Now looks to get it out to Sprout on the right side. Sprout now looking to drive. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound to Bear. They're going to call a foul. They say, I think, over the back on Bear. It's going to be Brendan Sports. So Tucker Johnson going to check back in with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Martinez to Miller. Excuse me, that's March. Max, that is. Over to Redding. Any creation three ball, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Joseph Beadhill checks back into the game with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Warriors. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Beadhill. Aiden creation three ball. It's an air ball that goes out of bounds off of Central. So Delta will get the ball back. Bynum brings it up, looking for a screen. Picks up his dribble. There's the Sprout on the right side. Sprout now in the lane underneath the Tucker. Tucker steps up. 10-footer, no good. Rebound Central. Ready to Martinez. Martinez to his left. They get it inside the arc to Carter and then to a cutting nose strand. He misses it, but Central's going to get the put back and up to the lead to 5, 30-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 42 seconds left in the third. Bynum, basketball on the left elbow, looking to drive, goes baseline. Can't get it to go. No foul called on the contact. Beadhill comes up with the ball. Central back on the other end now to Martinez. Martinez to Redding. Redding, 26 seconds left. Redding backs up toward midcourt. Over to Beadhill. Now back to Redding. Now around to Martinez. They get into Carter. Now back out to Redding. Central playing for the final shot here of the quarter. Redding. They work it into Carter. Carter back out to Redding. A&M creation three ball. No good. And Clay comes up with the rebound, but nobody back to take his pass. And that's how the third quarter will end. Central leads 30-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. The Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So we'll start the final stanza here. Delta down by 5. Panthers will also have possession. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound by Bynum. It'll be Bynum, Goff, Johnson, Sprout, and Clay to start the fourth. Clay to Johnson, and in creation three ball from the right corner. It's no good. Rebound Central. Up ahead to Martinez, aiming creation three ball. From the right side is good, and Central extends their lead. It's 33-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay dishes to Sprout. Sprout to Johnson. Loose ball. Fight for it. Taco trying to jump ball. And the Warriors going to have possession. Gustine back into the game for the Panthers on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Toronto with the basketball for the Warriors. Over to Miller. Miller will scrabble. He dragged his pivot foot and turns the ball over. Central head coach John Sedanich not happy with the call. Justine looks to drive the lane, spins. Jumper good. Justine's first 2 points of the afternoon and Delta back within six. Martinez to Miller. Miller in the lane, kicks it out to Toronto. And in creation, three ball, no good. Rebound Central. Ready to Martinez in the corner. Now they try to work it inside to Scott. They go back out to Miller and increase the three ball. No good. Fight for the rebound. And Bynum's going to come away with it. Ryland brings it up. They work it around to the left corner and Sprout. Sprout over to Bynum in the right corner. And increase the three ball. Good. Bynum with six. Delta back to three, back within three, excuse me. Martinez at the top. Martinez to Redding. Redding trying to get out of a double team, splits the defenders. Going to lose the basketball, and a foul going to be called on Delta. It'll be on Gossine. That'll be Johnny G's first. 16 fouls for the Panthers, 5-4 Central. Inbound. Goes to Scott at the top. Scott in the lane. Shot no good, but he's going to the line for two. Goff called for the foul. That'll be Hunter's second. Scott to the line for two. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for your cabinet needs, Delta Cabinet Company. The Scott makes both of his Dragon System Stratton and Rematch Mountain West free throws. Scores 35-30 Central on the Sunflower and scoreboard. Slightly less than six left in the game. Gossine looking to drive. Passes it to Sprout. Sprout now gets in the lane. And he's going to be hammered as he goes to the hoop. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Newer pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Rowdy Routes in and out on the first free throw. And the second one goes in. So Braden was seven on the afternoon, and Central now trying to break Delta's zone pressure. Sullivan works it inside to Scott. He's going to lose the handle, but ball goes to Sullivan. Sullivan picks up his dribble, gets it into Carter. Carter is going to be fouled by Gossine. It's going to be Johnny's second, I think. It is, and Carter to the line for 1-1. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main and Delta. Carter, this is the front end, and Delta gets the rebound. Fancy dribbling by Sprout, but he'll lose the handle in a Talk those on jump balls being forced. I think Delta will have the possession, so. No harm done there. Delta with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Going to the left corner and Sprout. Now got seen. Landon Clay at the top. Now Bynum on the right side. Bynum gets it to Clay. Clay tries to work it inside to Goff. Goff back out to Lando. Spots up Aiden Creations. Three balls good. Landon's got six. And Delta's within one. 35-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Serrano guarded by Sprout. Serrano to Carter, back to Serrano. Serrano at the top, spins, dishes to Martinez. Now over to Miller. Miller going to have it stolen by Sprout. Sprouty by himself. Should be a goal stand as he hit the backboard. Instead, Sprout shot's no good, and Delta will come up with the rebound. Jump stop in the lane. Shot no good, no foul. Called on the contact. And Central's back on the other end. And a timeout called by the Warriors. Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by John Sedanich. And with 4:18 left in the game, Delta's only down by 135-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top of the line appliances for over 72 years. Go and see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So Delta, Central in the bonus. One more foul by Central and Delta will also be in the bonus. Like Tucker Johnson checking in at the scorer's table. He'll be back into the game. I imagine we'll see the starters back out there for Delta. Nope. It'll be Clay, Johnson, and Gostine, as well as Bynum and Goff. So 4:18 left in the game. Delta down by one. 35-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound by the Warriors. Redding will bring it up. Redding to Miller. Miller over to Mack. Now they work it around to the right side. And Redding, they work it in the paint. Now underneath to Nostrand. And they'll bank it in. Clay looking to drive. Gets it to Bynum. Bynum now going baseline underneath. Bad pass at the feet of Goff, and Delta going to turn the ball over. Matt over to Carter. Carter to his right, working his way in the paint. Kicks it back out. Sullivan now around to Max on the left side. Max back to Sullivan. Sullivan trying to work it inside to Carter. Back out to Sullivan. And in creation, three balls good, and the lead is six for the Warriors. 3:17 left in the game. Clay looking to drive, gets in the paint. Has it knocked away. Turnover to Central. Max in the lane. Shot no good. And I think a foul is going to be called on Johnson. So Carter to the line for two. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware, 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Ethan Bear back into the game for Delta. So Carter will make them both. Raylan Scott back into the game for the Warriors with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 42-34 Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, a little north of three left in the game. Clay to Johnson on the right corner. Johnson Going to drive baseline and a foul. Going to be called. A foul called on. Who's this foul going to be called on? It shouldn't be called on Tucker. Nope, they're going to call a travel on Tucker. Rob Ames can't believe it on the Delta bench. Max. To Sullivan. Sullivan. Excuse me, that's Miller. Miller works it inside to Scott. Back out to Max at the top. Max dishes to Nordstrom. He'll draw the foul and go to the line for... It's going to be two because Central's going to be in the double now. So, 42-34 Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. North Strand to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. Can't get the first to fall. But we'll get the second. And it's a 9-point advantage for Central, 2:40 left in the game. Clay over to Bynum in the right corner. Bynum in the lane. Jumps up high up the glass. It's good. And the Delta Cabinet Company timeout going to be called by Central. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails.
Mark Tanner with you in the Panther Den, Delta High School. Your Panthers down by seven. It's 43-36 Central in the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2.5 left in the game. Warriors will have possession coming out of this timeout. Doug Delta is going to go with some 1-2-2 zone pressure. Central gets it in. That's Serrano. Serrano passes it across the timeline to Martinez, and now into Scott. Back out to Martinez. Martinez trapped in the corner trying to get out. And Central going to call another timeout. So, 43-36 Central in the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:16 left on the in the game. And as the song says, we're living on a prayer. Delta's going to need some prayers answered here, I think, to make up these 9 points, or 7 points, excuse me. Plenty of time left to do it, though. Central in the double bonus. So they'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way. Dowdy still machine inbound. And it goes to Miller on the right side. Miller over to Serrano. Serrano. Guarded by Gussie. Serrano works it inside to Scott. Back out to Serrano. Serrano. Over to Miller. Back to Martinez. That's Redding. Redding loses the handle. And a foul is going to be called on Redding. Ryland Bynum's going to go to the line for 1-1. Redding said, shouldn't the foul be on Bynum? And it is not. Martinez. Martinez will check back into the game in the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Bynum drains the first one. Ryland. We'll get the second Greg and Christy Stratton in rematch Mountain West free throw. Pressure again by Delta. He's going to go out of bounds off of Bear. It's like 1-2-2 zone pressure. Central finally going to get it in. They get it up across the time stripe. Miller in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Bear. Bear almost loses it, but Johnson comes up with it. Almost disaster for Easton. And the official's going to blow the whistle and stop things. Might be something wrong with the clock here. I'm not entirely sure what. So, Central in the double bonus. Delta in the single bonus. It's 1:45 left in the game. 43-38 Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay hits the screen. Gives it to Bynum. Ryland in the lane. To the hoop. Go to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratton rematch Mountain West free throws. So let's see what Ryland can do with these bonus shots. Thanks the first. Carter checks back in for the Warriors. Bynum's made it a one possession game. He's got 12. 43-40 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of Central. Central gets it up to Miller, now ahead to Martinez. He'll lay it in transition. 1:25 left in the game, Delta down by 5. Clay to Dacine, stops, pops, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Easton Bear. Easton turnaround jumper, no good. No foul called on the contact. Rebound, Central. Toronto. To Martinez, over to Miller, back to Martinez, around to Serrano on the left elbow. Serrano, that's going to be a travel. Serrano tried to give up possession, but pulled it right back in, and official said, none of that now. 45-40, Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 50 seconds left in the game. That's going to be a foul on Serrano. That'll send Landon Clay to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton. And actually, it'll be 1-1, but it's a Greg and Christy Stratton rematch, not unless free throw nonetheless. It's the fourth foul on Serrano. Lando drains it. Clay with 7. Not sure Rob Ames wanted to call a timeout or not, and I think he took it back, and they tried to say no takebacks, and Rob kept it in his pocket. 3-point advantage by Central once again. Central's going to get it up the court, though. That's Miller going to take it to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled by Gossine. Johnny G wrapped all over Miller. He'll go to the line for two. Craig and Kristen Stratman rematch Mountain West free throws. So that'll be the fourth foul on Gossine, and they're going to say it's an intentional foul, which is a technical. So that'll send Miller to the line for two uncontested free throws. He shoots the first. 45 seconds left in the game, and he's extended the lead to 4. Couldn't get the second. A two-possession ball game. Central with the basketball underneath their basket. Central will have the Doughty Stealing Machine inbound. Going to go to Martinez on the left side. He'll dribble out. Lob pass to Nostrand. Back out to Martinez. And now Bynum will foul. Trying to get to Serrano. It'll be Ryland's first. 33 seconds left in the game. 46-42 Central on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Serrano will extend the lead to 5. Now 6, still a two-possession ball game for the Panthers. 33 seconds left. Play quickly up the court. Stops, pops, Aiden Tracy's three ball. Totally misses. And now Delta's going to call a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your first-floor business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Mark Danner back with you in the Panther Den at Delta High School. Central lead 48-42 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 25.4 seconds left in the game. Still a little bit of time left for Delta to make a couple things happen here. I'm only down by 2 possessions. Central will have the basketball. Doughty Steel Machine inbounds. Like Delta's going to play a 2-1-2 zone. Long pass to Martinez all by himself. He'll miss the easy bucket. Rebound by Miller, though. And he'll be fouled by Bynum. That'll be Ryland's second. So Miller to the line for 2. Misses the first, rattled it in and out. And he can't make the second. Oh, he does. He got the roll on the second. Greg and Sister Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throw. 15 seconds left. Play with the basketball. Play. To Gassine. Gassine dribbles, right corner, Aiden Tracy, three ball. Drains it on the high arcing shot. Eight seconds left, and Delta's behind by 4, 49-45 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So, coming up next week, 3 games, Fruta on Tuesday, Palisade on Thursday, and then we'll be off the parachute and face Grand Valley in an important league contest on Friday. And then there's only one more game left in the season, and that's a Thursday matchup against Swordport down in Hotchkiss. So, it's like Braden Sprout will check back into the game. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. to Central with the basketball. Daddy Steel Machine inbound. Going to go to Miller. Miller picks up the dribble. Now up ahead to Serrano. He'll be wrapped up by Sprout, and Serrano will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Game pretty much all but over right now. There's 2.9 seconds left, and Serrano's looking to add to his lead. Rattles it in and out, so still a two-possession game. Misses the second. Sprout, 2 seconds up ahead to Clay. Clay traveled. He got a little excited and ran with the basketball. That'll turn it over, and that's just going to be the ball game because there's 0.3 seconds left. Inbound, and that's it. So Delta fought tough. They knew this was going to be a battle, and they battled pretty much for three quarters and half of a fourth. So Delta just not able to get it done and drop this one 49-45 to the Central Warriors. Take a look at some of the statistics for the game, our player of the game. Is going to be Ryland Bynum, had 12 points, 2 boards, and an assist. Braden Sprout had 7 points, a rebound, and a steal. Easton Bear, 5 points, 6 boards. Brendan Bear, 4 points, 5 boards. Tucker Johnson, 3 points, and 11 boards. Hunter Goff had a rebound and a steal. Landon Clay, 7 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. Connor Workman in limited action had a rebound, and Johnny Gustine had 4 points, a rebound, and 2 steals. So once again, Panthers back in the den Tuesday. Dallas Fruta. I'll be streaming a little before the girls' tip at 6. Once again, your final score of the boys' game was Central 49, Delta 45. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.